Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. So you want a book to read. Steve, what are you reading right now? You know, is it 101 tips and techniques for building authentic assessments into your curriculum? No, I'm not reading that. Is it 25 ways to become a more effective standards-based? No, I'm not reading that either. I picked up this great little book. It's called Purple Cow by Seth Godin. Seth's an incredible mind in marketing and wrote this great little book called Purple Cow. And the basis of it was that he was driving through France with his family, and here's this beautiful countryside, and his kids look out the window, and there's cows out there. And the kids are amazed. There's cows that are grazing. He's amazed to hear the kids talking about the cows. Well, no cows for a little while, and come on to some cows again, and stumble upon the cows, and they're not as noteworthy as they were before, and the kids comment a little bit less, and after about a half an hour, well, they're passing lots of cows, and the cows are just commonplace, and something that was remarkable or is no longer even talked about. Well, he said, wouldn't it be amazing if you looked out the window and there was a purple cow standing by herself in the field? There's just a purple cow out there. That truly would be remarkable. Now, not amazing, but remarkable, meaning that you remark about it, you make a remark. And he points out that to be remarkable is an important place for each of us to be, no matter what we do, whether we're in advertising or sales or teaching, to be remarkable for people to talk about what we do. Because he points out, in, I guess, in one very succinct comment, that the opposite of remarkable is very good. And do you want to be very good? Because in a very short period of time, very good becomes fairly commonplace. Well, I don't consider myself a remarkable person because I always thought that remarkable meant amazing. But I have to take a look at some of the things that we do as teachers, and specifically as science teachers, and we get the opportunity to be remarkable all the time. We get to make the flaming stuff that comes out of the bottle. We get to make things that go pop. We get to shoot the potatoes. We get to make the bag fly up in the air. And I was given a prop many, many years ago. It's if we've ever spent some time together, you probably have seen the wallet that catches on fire. And I've carried this wallet that catches on fire for a long, long time. And if you've never seen it before, I reach into my pocket and pull it out, and it's a wallet that catches on fire. And of course, it turns into money. And I don't take it out just to say, hey, look, my wallet's catching on fire. I've learned to try to do that in the most unusual time. For example, when you're checking in for the hotel is a great opportunity to make your wallet catch on fire. When the waiter or waitress comes to the table for your drink order and asks for an ID, I still get carded every once in a while. Hey, the wallet has to catch on fire. It's become kind of a thing that the wallet catches on fire. Is it amazing? No. Is it remarkable? Yes. To this day, I can go back to that same hotel, even a year later, and fortunate enough to be able to see that same person at the bell stand, and they say, did your wallet still catch on fire? And they remembered it because it was something to remark about. And so as you're getting books and you're trying to find something, I would strongly recommend that you pick up The Purple Cow by Seth Godin, because it will solidify in your mind how important it is for us as teachers to not be commonplace in what we do and to create experiences that truly are remarkable for our students. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.